Good morning. The first reading today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 through 20, a reading from Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. And you shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." The word of the Lord.
Happy are they who follow the teaching of the Lord.
Happy are they whose way is blameless, who follow the teaching of the Lord. Happy are they who observe your decrees and seek you with all their hearts, who never do any wrong, but always walk in your ways. You lay down your commandments that we should fully keep them.
Happy are they who follow the teaching of the Lord.
Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes. Then I should not be put to shame when I regard all your commandments. I will thank you with a true heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me.
Happy are they who follow the teaching of the Lord.
The second reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, a reading from 1 Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh, and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, "I belong to Paul," or another one, "I belong to Apollos," are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to
Gospel, the Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 17th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does not, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard it said that in ancient times you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with your brother or sister, you'll be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you'll be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you'll be liable to the hell of fire. So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother and sister has something against you, leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you'll never get out until you've paid the last penny. And you've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye has caused you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It is also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of unchastity causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you've heard it said in ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you've made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything else more comes from the evil one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Wow. Good morning, everybody. How are you? All right, did you get anything out of what I just read from the gospel? Maybe not. There was a lot in there, wasn't there? But guess what? Today, I'm going to let you guys do a little preaching. How's that sound? Does that sound good? Excellent. He's letting me preach today. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on one of those parts, the part about reconciliation. To your neighbor, to those that you've hurt. Have you ever hurt anybody before? Have you ever thought about hurting somebody before? No. Well done, Arthur. You are pure of heart. You truly are worthy of the sword and the stone. Thanks, Arthur. I don't know if you got that, but I saw the smile. Someday you'll get that one. But we all have done it, I think. I bet if you ask your parents, have they ever thought about hurting somebody in their life? No? We're all quiet, which usually means yes. Yes, I know I've thought about it. I've done it, maybe not physically, but maybe with words I've used. So today, guess what? I bet they have done it too. Do you think they've ever thought about hurting a neighbor or a friend or a family member? Maybe not physically. I mean, brothers and sisters might, but maybe you have with your mind some words that you really want to say to somebody, but then you don't. Guess what we're going to be? We're going to be pastors today. They're going to be pastors to you, so don't get to it. Yeah, I know, it's exciting. Everybody gets to be a pastor today. We're going to all preach. We're going to preach the good news to each other again. And that good news is going to be, first of all, we're going to show them how it's done. They're going to say, I'm sorry for what we've done, known and unknown. And we're going to say, I forgive you. Or let's change that. Let's change it to Jesus forgives you and loves you. Can you say that with me? Jesus forgives you and loves you. And that's going to be the sermon and the message we're going to give to them so they can go and make some new relationships and fix some maybe that have been damaged. Who knows? So you think they're ready? Because then we're going to say the same thing because we are not any better than they are. Sorry to break it to us as much as we want to be. Sometimes, but we're not. We make some mistakes too. So we're going to then say, I am sorry. And then they're going to say the same thing back. Jesus forgives you and loves you. Okay? Sounds good? This is kind of like an Oprah when everybody gets something today. We're all going to get to share some of this good news of the gospel today. So, it's your turn. What do you have to say?
Sorry.
And what do we have to say? Anybody remember? All right, let's say it together. Let's stand up, you guys. Get the brain going, the blood flowing. We're ready. We're going to look them out and there in the eye. If you really want to stare somebody down, go for it. They'll never know. That's the beauty of being up front. And then now we're going to say, Jesus loves you and forgives you. Ready? One, two, three. Jesus loves you and forgives you. All right. So now we're going to do the same thing. We're going to say, I'm sorry to them. Okay? Ready? That's easy. We can say those two words. All right. One, two, three. I'm sorry. Did you hear that? Wow. That's a lot of gospel, a lot of good news coming through in a time when we hear a lot of things that sometimes make us feel really low. Jesus has a way of raising us up. Let us pray. And you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us. Let us forgive others and form new loving relationships. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up and good job delivering the sermon today. Awesome. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now you probably know why I really needed you to sit down. That was a mouthful. I was stumbling over some of those things that we've heard said before. A lot there. A lot of things hitting us over the head. A lot of those things and mistakes that we've heard about before. And yet, sometimes we might feel like we're at odds with Jesus and what Jesus has to say. But today, it's kind of more like raising the bar. So I brought my bar with today, all right? We are really good about making our own rules, aren't we? I was just at a birthday party with my mom, and she said more than once, house rules. So phase 10 was house rules, and of course, you know how that can go, right? When you make your own rules, usually it doesn't end so well because that other person's going to remember that when you visit their house. So be ready, Mom, when you come to visit. House rules. We're playing by the rule book. Anyway, we're really good about that. And we're going to use one of the examples from the gospel for today about murder, all right? And how we're really good about raising this bar, right? It's a pretty low bar. Oh, I think I can handle that. I don't need to. I mean, that's pretty simple, isn't it? You shall not kill. Well, anybody killed anybody? You don't prompt this. I am a mandatory reporter, so do not admit that if you have. But I haven't. I haven't ever killed somebody, so well, that's a piece of cake. But then somebody else will say, well, maybe you did this. Well, it wasn't as bad as that. You know, I've used words before, but that's not so bad. Oh, you know, the bar keeps going up. Well, you know, no, that's not really what that commandment's talking about, the one about using God's name in vain. I truly meant it when I was yelling at the TV. I was praying, really, really, honestly. Or it just keeps going up. You're like, oh, yeah, it's still fine. There's nothing there, you know. They're all the bad people. I'm good. The bar keeps going up and up and up and up. We're really good about raising that bar, aren't we? We could. We can make excuses till we're blue in the face to raise that bar up and up and up. I'm not as bad as that person. Sure, I've done something, but it's not nearly as bad as what I heard on the news. You know, maybe we've done it with any of those commandments. We like to change the rules sometimes. We like to make things go to our own advantages. And yet Jesus reminds us today and points out just how hard it is when you raise that bar, because eventually Jesus takes that bar and says, oh, really? That bar was a little high. You're really not up there. Guess where we are? You're down here. Jesus points that out even in some of those the things in the gospel lesson for today around adultery. Oh, yeah, sure, you've never physically cheated on somebody before, but has your heart ever fluttered when you looked at somebody before? And you're married in a relationship? Have you ever, even for a brief second, looked at somebody and said, oh, even in that brief moment? It happens. We're imperfect. And unfortunately, if we when we get to these texts, sometimes it feels as if this bar is being taken and it's being hit over the top of our head over and over and over. And it'd be easy to just sit up here and do that sometimes. Hit us over the head and remind us, yes, I know. I know we've done this. I know we're not perfect. I know. Stop hitting me over the head with it. It can feel like that. It can feel like the goal is to keep us down. But there's more to it. There's a whole picture. Remember, this is part of that Sermon on the Mount that we've been working on for the last couple of weeks. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about blessed are the poor, the meek, the lowly. The list was endless. Last week, we're talking about light and salt. This week, we're talking about the law. And yet, amongst it all, there's that part that I added in again from last week to remind us in this Sermon on the Mount that Jesus says, don't think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill. I haven't come to just take those Ten Commandments and wrap them up and throw them away. I've come to change the perspective on them, to fulfill them, to make them brand new, to remind us about relationship and the hopefulness going on in these things. The relationship with God and with each other. The bar is low for us all. We know that. We know we can raise it ourselves, but in reality, that's how low it can be. Last week's text, like I said, mentioned that he came to fulfill it, to fulfill the law. And we're getting to that point where we're going to see that happen more and more and more. Lent is starting off in just a couple, in only like 10 days. A week from Wednesday, Lent is beginning, the journey to the cross, the journey in which we see it all become fulfilled, where we hear it is finished, where we hear it is accomplished, where the curtain is torn in two, where all these things happen that change everything we expected. The law is still there, absolutely. But it is only fulfilled, accomplished, made new through Jesus Christ. That's where we become, where we're heading to in the Easter season. The gospel breaking through that I am sorry. Jesus forgives you and loves you. There is good news. Good news even in some of these texts that remind us this is how we can live in relationship with one another. If you've ever wrong somebody, what a great way to start than to go up and tell that person, you know what, I don't know what I did. Maybe you do know, but sometimes we don't. I don't know what I did to you in school today. I don't know what I did to you at the office today. But whatever it is that's separating us, I'm sorry. That's the one way we can start. Or when it comes to murder, remembering that sometimes our words do other things. Do they lift us up or tear us down? How do we live in a relationship with each other, with what we say? With what we do, especially in adultery, what do we do when we're talking about relationships with another person? What about the relationships with God? When it's talking about swearing and using God's name, what are we using it for? To build up? To tear down? Our hearts are in many different places, and it is tough. And that bar can feel endless, but Jesus came not to break the law, but to fulfill it, to snap that little bar of ours that we like to make. And in that relationship, here on that mountaintop, in this place, where we hear again of this relationship we have with Christ Jesus, remember the bar is something completely different. Here in this mount, in this place, is Christ, who brings something that never was there before. Good news. And it just keeps tying together, together, together. What was once something that seemed like we could do more with it, it's that bar becomes bigger and becomes something attainable for all people. And it's about a relationship with God, a relationship with each other. Christ breaks the bar and makes things new, which then brings us back to last week. You remember all that? That little light that was here last week? That little light of mine that we're going to let shine? We're not going to let things hide it? It is there. Absolutely, we know we're imperfect. But through it all breaks good news. And that is a love that is greater than any other. And is really good to hear, especially at this Valentine's Day of year when you looked at Facebook and saw everybody's love mushy stories, because I'm not very good about writing those. But they're there. But this is the ultimate love story. And let our light shine so bright before others that they can see Christ and that bar is broken. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Prayers of intercession. After each petition, I will offer, hear us, O God, and please respond with your mercy is great. Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Shepherding God, you protect and guide us with your word. Lead your church into ever closer relationship with you, that we might better know your commands and hold fast your decrees and live in your law. Hear us, O God. God of the cosmos, heaven and earth bear witness to the splendor of all you have created. Bless the ground, the trees, the waterways, and skies with abundant life. Restore synergy between humankind and the natural world, that we may live in harmony with the world you have made. Hear us, O God. God of peace, you show solidarity with all who suffer. Bring an end to violence and war and discrimination and all other forms of deadly hate, that we may experience your love through the power of justice. Hear us, O God. God of hope, you provide bountifully for all people. Use our lives to alleviate global injustice and eliminate poverty, that all benefit from the abundant gifts you pour out for your people. Hear us, O God. God of growth, you nurture this community. Cultivate in us a spirit of service to one another and bless us in the ministry we share. Hear us, O God. And now with me, join from the bulletin list of names that are hospitalized, for physical, mental, or emotional needs. The family of Iris, Fran, Heather, Jacob, Melissa, Gayjean, Leonard, Ashley, Richard, Tim, Scott, Missionary Karen, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magdalenes. Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and purpose. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you always. Amen.
Go in peace, and let your light shine.
Thanks be to God.